On the 27th of February 1765, John Ryan, Mary his wife, and Jeremiah Ryan, his son, were indicted at the Old Bailey for stealing property belonging to John Morgan while he resided at their house on the 30th of October 1764. This property included a pair of silver shoe buckles, a pair of cotton stockings, one silk purse, one linen purse, one piece of silver coin called a rupee, and two pieces of coin called firnams. This case was unusual. The case had been adjourned from the previous December. John Morgan was a Muslim, and the judges agreed that he should swear upon the Quran. The trial was postponed for 2 months so that the court officials could find a Quran for John to swear on before giving testimony.
I am John Morgan. I'm a Mohammedan.
In what manner are people of your profession sworn?
I touch the book, the Al-Quran, with one hand and put the other hand to my forehead. Then I look upon it and am bound to speak the truth. I was born at Bengal. I have come here twice before with India men and have been in England this time about 7 months. I came over with the tiger for Sir George Pigott, who was governor of Madras, and attend upon it for him now. I went from his house in Soho Square, where I live, to see a friend near Rosemary Lane about 4 months ago, and staying later than ordinary. I wanted a lodging. I was recommended to the house of the prisoner, which I believe to be a bawdy house. I went there about 9, and a brother Mohammedan with me. He is now at the governor's country house. I went upstairs and pulled off my clothes in order to go to bed, and the woman at the bar came up and took away the things except my shirt and trousers. I followed her down and told her husband, "His wife has taken my money and things." My money, 5 guineas and 14 shillings, was tied up in a knot in my sash that I wear about my waist on my shirt. He took and held a poker on my head and threatened to knock me down and bid me go out at the door and not dispute with him. I said but little, fearing he would break my head. He bid me go along and call me Black Devil. I stay till morning at the door with inside. I having lost all the things mentioned in the indictment, I went in the morning after I got my jacket again to James Murray, hearing he was a constable. When we came to the house, the prisoners were not at home, but they were afterwards found and secured. I got my stockings and buckle again.
Where was the other Mohammedan that night?
He lay in another room all night. He said in the morning he then could not help it, but would go to the justice with me.
James Murray, can you tell us your involvement in the case?
I live in Rosemary Lane, about 200 yards from the prisoner's house, which is up an alley in Rag Fair. The prosecutor is a Lascar. He came to my house that morning without shoes or stockings and told me he had been robbed, as he has now mentioned. I went with him to the prisoner's house and took Mr. Cottrell along with us, he being a beadle, but neither the prisoner nor his wife were at home. We went to the public houses to look for them and was informed the man was at the Ship in Well Street. We found him behind the bar drinking a pint of Pearl. The prosecutor said he was the man. While we were talking with him, in came his wife. Then the Lascar said, "That is the woman." We took them away, but going along they talked Irish together, so I took one and Mr. Cottrell the other to prevent their talking. We took them to the justice in Whitechapel. Before they were ready to examine them, the woman took this sash. She took it from under her arm and was going to drop it, but a man took it out of her hand and delivered it to me.
Here is the sash?
Yes, that's it. When before the justice I opened it, and there were in it 2 guineas, a rupee, and 1 firnam. The woman was searched, and in her pocket was found 13 shillings and 4 pence half penny, and a white purse.
What do you say to the boy at the bar?
I know nothing against him. Only he said if I would give him a shilling, he would tell me where I might find my things.
I am John Ryan, the accused. I had no part in it. Was I to die this minute at Tyburn?
I am Mary Ryan. I am innocent. Whether the man had any money, I don't know. I'm confined, and I don't know for what.
John and Mary Ryan receive a guilty verdict and are transported for 7 years.